Oh my, would you look at that? My shrubbery is getting long. And there are just leaves piled throughout this yard.
Why,
I wish I could get someone to come over here and blow those leaves out and maybe trim my shrubbery.
Did somebody call the landscaper? Sorry if my leaf blower was a little too loud there, ma'am.
Oh, my. Well, you did startle me with it. But might you be able to work on my weeds, too? Oh,
yes, God. I can, ma'am. Oops. Looks like I trimmed a little too close and I just weed whacked your pants off.
Oh, dear. It looks like you did. How are we going to handle this situation?
I got an idea.
I got an idea, too.
Is that another weed whacker, or was that them making out at the end?
I think that was them making out. I'm not sure, okay. But that is play-by-play of Olivia's first date. She's on the phone for a second date update, and she wants to call a dude named Austin. Austin is a landscaper. He showed up to work on her yard, and she had very lustful eyes.
Oh, man.
And invited him in for soda, and then they hooked up. They also made plans to go out later that night to a bar, and she showed up to the bar. He was there with his friends, but at a certain point, he just disappeared, and she hasn't heard a word from him. So we're about to get him on the phone and find out what happened. You ready to go, Olivia?
I'm ready.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Yeah, after that reenactment, she's got to be ready. It's like you lived it all over again, didn't you, Olivia?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's the worst possible scenario right now?
They didn't like me, you know, he just was like, just changed his mind.
Yeah, maybe he thought it was cool when you guys hooked up and then he had to hang out with you at the bar and maybe he just didn't click with you.
Yeah, but that's so low to just leave. I hate that.
All right, well, let's find out. I'm going to call him right now and see if we can get your answer. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Austin, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Austin, how are you, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Brooke and what?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a morning radio show.
Okay. I kind of don't listen to the radio, so I've never heard of you guys. Sorry.
It's all good, man. I'm calling you today, though, because we actually got an email into our show about you.
What?
Yeah.
Weird,
it's a segment we do on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off, they can email us and we'll get that person on the phone and hopefully find out why they're not calling them back. And you recently met a woman named Olivia.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay, wait. Wait a minute. She emailed you about me and her?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she told us about how you came over to work on her house because you do landscaping, right?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, apparently you do more than that.
Yeah, we
full
heard,
service.
What?
We heard you are hot.
Yeah.
Look, why would she call the radio show?
I don't know, because she wants to see you again.
Yeah.
She said she really enjoyed your initial experience with her when you came over to work on her house, and then she said she liked hanging out with you at the bar, but you just disappeared, and she hasn't heard from you.
I just don't get why she would want to make this business public.
I don't think that she's ashamed by any of it.
Okay, no. That's not what I mean.
What do you mean?
I just don't know why she would want that out there, but all right.
Sounds like it was fun.
I mean, it was until, we were at the bar later on. And we were shooting some pool, and I went to go get some another round of drinks, and this guy comes up to me. Never seen this guy before in my life.
Okay.
But he bows up on me, and he says, "I know you slept with my wife."
Wait, what?
Wife?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. This guy says that he followed her to the bar from the house. Saw her hanging out with me, knew that something had happened.
Whoa.
And I was like, I was questioning it. Is this guy messing with me? So I asked him some questions. I asked him a little bit about the house. He knew everything about the house. He knew everything about the lawn.
Oh, no.
And I
wow.
But that.
So
that is
you think
weird.
Olivia is married?
Yeah.
So why would she call us? I now have the same questions that you do.
Yeah, why would she want this out there?
And that's what I'm saying. I have no idea why she would want this out in public unless she, you know, I don't know.
But there's got to be more to the story because she would have seen, I mean, if she is in fact married, I don't know for sure that I even believe that yet. If she is married, she would have seen her husband at the bar talking to you.
Thing is, the pool is in its own area in the bar, so it's like in another room. So she might not have actually seen him.
That would be so weird for him to just approach you and not approach her. Like, what kind of self-control do you have to have?
Yeah. Now, I don't know. Maybe he did, but he was basically just talking to me. And, yeah, he threatened me. He basically says, you know, you're not seeing her anymore. You're not talking to her.
What?
He basically said that I couldn't, like, landscape at the place anymore.
Oh, damn. You lost a client, too.
You know, after all that, like, I don't want to get in any more trouble with my job. So I took off. I was out.
Yeah, understandable.
Why didn't you respond to her text messages like, hey, I'm not writing back because you have a husband?
I'm not getting in the middle of that. I didn't mean to get in the middle of it in the first place. But, you know, after I met the guy, it's like, no, I'm not going to be texting with his wife.
I feel like she can't be married.
Yeah.
If she's willing to do a second date update with us and everything else.
There's got to be more to the story.
I don't know.
I know who does know. It's Olivia. And she's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Unless
she's hung up.
What?
Olivia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What are you doing?
I'm not married.
Really?
I don't know what you're talking about or who you're talking about.
Are you 100% sure?
Are you sure?
I'm not married. Why would I call them? If I were married, that would be stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty stupid unless you think you're getting away with it. I mean, your husband knows.
I don't have a husband. I'm not married.
Okay, wait, hold. Are you divorced? Do you have a crazy ex-boyfriend?
Have you hooked up with anyone else?
I don't know who this guy is.
But he knew everything about you.
In the house.
This dude is 5'10". He's got brown hair. He was wearing a plaid shirt. He's got a tattoo on the forearm.
Does it say Olivia?
Like, literally, you're describing every guy at the bar. I mean, that's like, I'm not married. I have no idea.
Well, I don't know. It just seemed legit to me.
Look, Austin, didn't we have a good time? I mean, that's what you should be thinking about. Like, it was good, right?
That part of it, but
okay.
Your husband also saw that, too.
What?
What?
He saw? He was watching?
What?
When he was talking to me at the bar, he said, I saw what you did.
How could he see?
Apparently, they got some sort of drop cam in the house, and he saw it.
Oh,
Olivia, are you married?
He set up a camera?
What do you mean he set up a camera? It sounds like you know something, Olivia.
Yeah, who's he?
No, I mean, that's not what I meant.
You are lying!
You're married!
No.
You are cheating on your husband!
I just meant, like, who's going to set up a camera in general? I mean, like, he set up a camera? Like, who does that?
Okay, it sounds Olivia, like you just slipped. That's what it sounds like.
And how dare you put Austin in that position?
And us.
It's not what you think. It's complicated.
Oh, is it?
Okay, so now things are starting to come out a little bit because you misspoke there.
You cheater.
Olivia.
Oh, man.
Don't try to paint me as this bad person. You don't know me.
Okay, but we don't know you.
Yeah, but
because we thought you were like just single, living at a house, hooking up with the landscaper, and we find out that you have a husband.
You have no idea what my life is like, and it's complicated. There's more to the story.
Well, don't bring other people into your mess. Keep your mess to yourself if it's that complicated.
You know what? If you were in my shoes, you would have done the same thing.
Okay, so now you're admitting it.
No.
You have a husband.
No.
Get a divorce.
You just said you would have done the same thing, which means that you cheated on your husband with Austin.
I slept with a hot guy is what I'm saying.
While married.
Yeah.
I'm not playing your stupid games anymore. This is over.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Wow.
be?
Hey, Austin.
I am sorry, Austin. Yeah, I am sorry for doubting your story.
Oh, you were right.
Sounds like she's sure married, and that dude you talked to was her husband.
Listen, like, I'm usually all for that kind of stuff, but I don't...
Austin, don't say that.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Oh, that is crazy.
The thing is, Austin, you think about it, there's videotape of you out there now.
See, I just don't want to get in trouble with my job. That's the thing. And if my boss found out that I did that again, then he'd be totally upset.
Again? Again, Austin.
Oh, Austin.
Yeah, man. I think you maybe have learned your lesson now.
Yeah.